What is with you today?
I don't know, I got a tickle in my throat.
Can we leave this in?
Hello!
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Between Rounds.
The now definitely just not weekly podcast.
No, but semi at least existing.
Yeah, no, we definitely still make these from time to time.
So we're still doing this thing. Yeah. So we're going to jump right in with our fan question of the week, which this week comes from a female. Comes from
is that her name?
No, but it hasn't happened before, I don't think.
Okay.
Comes from Mrs. Sophia Mohammed.
We don't necessarily know that's a female.
No, I suppose not. And it came in our email, and it says, "Attention, sir, madam. The Global Gulf Investment Group and Dynaserve Limited is a private investment company located in the Kingdom of Bahrain. Presently, we are expanding our company internationally, and we see your company as a viable project company to invest our funds. After our evaluation of your company from the Clean Tech Open 2014, or we submitted to that, I must congratulate you on your mindset as regards your company as it guarantees a promising and progressive investment drive. It is an outstanding avenue for an ambitious person of repute, and we envisage a better prospect from it all. We propose to invest our funds in your company as loan with 5% Republic of Ireland for a period of 7 to 10 years. We issued out a loan amount for €100 million, which I'm attaching copy of the MT760 Swift issued by O. We propose to invest our funds in your company as loan with 5% Republic of Ireland for a period of 7 to 10 years. You'll notice it's the same paragraph twice. We issued out a loan amount for €100 million, which I am attaching a copy of the MT70 Swift issued by our banker in UK to Cabu Kenya Limited. Our management and banker discovered inappropriate information submitted by Cabu Kenya. This goes on a little bit. There are three more of that €100 million paragraph. Mm-hmm. But then at the very end it says, you can confirm the availability of the fund €100 million from your banker, and upon satisfaction from your banker, we proceed to reassign the funding to your company. Regards, Mrs. Sophia Mohammed, Global Gulf Investment Group, Kingdom of Bahrain, Office United Kingdom, USA Office.
So, we could do a fair bit with €100 million.
I think this is worth it.
We could definitely at least invest in a new computer.
Right. I'm going to reply to Mrs. Sophia right now.
I don't think you should do that.
Sounds good. Dennis, send.
He actually just sent that email.
He just heard the whoosh from my phone.
Yeah, it was a whoosh. It was an iPhone whoosh. Yeah, no, we could do a fair bit with that. We could get a studio.
Yeah, 100 million euro.
We could get a camera.
We could stop fucking the Patreon.
Yeah. It's free forever.
Probably shut that down.
We could get a proper camera. We could do live videos. You get to see.
Right.
You get to see Dennis's face more often.
You looked at my penis when you said that. I just want to clarify. You looked at my penis and then at my face.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do this full time.
Totally. 24-hour streams, 7 days. Well, probably not that.
No, we could hire people to
Right. We could expand. We could bring Owen on board.
Yeah, absolutely. We could actually make this a proper thing. I think this is something we should totally look into.
Well, I emailed her now.
So essentially what's happened here is you didn't have a fan question and you thought you'd make a little joke.
You know what's worse? We probably did have one. I thought this was funnier.
Can we actually take a look now and see if it's an actual fan question? Because I like that segment.
I like that. All right, fine. We'll go look for an actual fan question, party pooper. Welcome back.
We went after Dennis's hilarious fan question joke.
Our actual fan question this week.
Because we do actually like doing these, and we want people to continue submitting them in ways that aren't mass sent emails with hilarious grammar.
Right. So it comes from Glenn Davenport, and it says, if you could make up your own magic format, what would it be?
So, I have an answer for this. Do you want me to go first? Or do you want to?
You can go first.
This is actually something that came up in conversation between myself and my dad. My dad taught me to play magic, and this was an idea he had that we sort of discussed together. And I thought it was a kind of cool concept. He was never a big fan of he loved the game Magic, very deep, very complex. The variance was always an issue for him, and things like Mana Flood, Mana Screw. His theory was that you should have two decks. And you would have a spells deck and a lands deck. And you choose when you draw whether you want to draw from the spells deck or the lands deck.
That's interesting.
So you never have more lands than you want. It might make the aggressive decks too powerful. I'd imagine there would be decks that would be better than others, cards that would be better than others. Draw spells get significantly better because you're always drawing spells when you want them.
Mm-hmm.
Ramps or land searching, mana fixing is actually still a thing. Because of colors, if you still want to play multiple colors, there's still variance there because you're still you can still get the color screw, but it reduces the mana screw, it eliminates mana screw and mana flood. That was the theory, the concept we came up with.
That's interesting. Yeah. Did you ever test it?
No, never. It was discussed over
because it seems beers. Very easy to set up.
It was discussed over beers and then never looked at again.
Oh, but when you say well, you said over beers, I imagine like a 7-year-old Usheen.
No. This was quite recently.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But yeah, no, it's something that I would be interested in trying out if anyone wanted to play some games of that with me. Dennis, do you want to play some games of that with me?
No.
Okay.
I'm lost paper cards. I'm not in.
But we could do a cube draft with it.
I guess that's fine.
But yeah, no, it's an interesting idea. I mean, part of the appeal of Magic is the variance because
it lets new players beat old players.
Exactly. It let me beat my dad when I was 8. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Much to his chagrin, I assume.
Oh, he was a bad loser.
Okay, my answer mm-hmm. is something that I've talked to you about.
Is it?
It is, because I am. We're hopefully going to film this at some point in the near future.
Oh, your weird thing.
I have developed.
Wait, do we really want to spoil that now? Do we want to tease that?
You're being sarcastic. All right, I have developed a. What is essentially a Magic the Gathering game show.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go into too much detail because A, I'm lazy, so I don't know when it's going to come out. And B, I don't want someone else to steal it.
No one's going to steal this.
I think it's a pretty good idea. Well, it could be a piece of shit when we film it, but we'll see. Hopefully we'll film it soon in live action and all that crap.
Yeah, I mean...
But I have developed a Magic
Dave, if you're listening, can we use your venue to film this?
Right?
Yeah.
Probably could. I think Jake has a key. Anyway, we will hopefully be filming that in the near future, and that's something we can do. If that's something you guys are interested in, let us know, and then that'll spur us to hopefully do it. But I've talked to Steve about it, and I've talked to Jake about it, and Jake's interested in stuff. So if we get a venue and just get our schedules aligned, it could totally be something we could do.
Yeah, getting schedules aligned at the moment is an issue.
I would have to host it, which means you would probably have to play against Steve or something.
It could be fun if we did it more than once. You know, we could challenge people.
Totally, yeah.
Have people challenge me at the Magic Game Show.
You're going to lose the Magic Game Show. Steve knows way more about Magic than you do.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Steve's been playing for a long time.
Is it more than...
You can't count when your father taught you in 1995.
In 1995 I was born, so it was 2003.
But forget how tiny you are sometimes. Anyway, that's my idea. I don't want to go into the details of it for fear of... intellectual property theft.
Sure.
No, but just because I don't want to... It's a little complicated.
I have heard this idea. It is quite a cool concept.
All right, so that's our fan question for realsies this time.
Yeah, no, that was fun. If you want to submit your own fan question, leave it in the comments or send it to us at windmuslim@gmail.com.
windmuslimmtg@gmail.com. Or at Twitter at windmuslimmtg.
If it is a quicker question.
Yeah. Now, what big Magic-related product launched this week, Ashin? Officially launched. Not just on phones.
On Steam. Well, we're kind of giving it away now. It's Magic Duels Origins. Magic Duels.
Yeah.
Magic Duels. Magic the Gathering Duels. Magic Duels Origins. Duels Origins sounds like a person. Mr. Duels Origins.
That's true. Whereas Magic Duels sounds like...
Magic Duels sounds like the sequel.
Gems,
to Magic. Yeah, it was
Magic Family Duels.
Magic Family Duels. But yeah, no, it was It sucks.
I've had it on my phone now since it came out. That was a couple weeks ago now. And I liked it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I got a little bored of it because I don't like Constructed. And I really don't like Constructed with crappy decks.
Yeah.
These play like high power limited decks, but without the fun of
drafting.
It's kind of like a sealed league because you get packs and you augment your decks with those. Mm. So that aspect did appeal to me, but I just couldn't get into it. Playing on your phone is a little fiddly and stuff. And my battery is shot on my phone anyway. Mm-hmm. But it looked like a fun game. It worked well. It looked nice. It was all very well presented. For some reason, they made the executive decision to not carry any of those aspects over to the Steam version in that it's a non-functioning, ugly mess. On the first day, it didn't run for almost anybody based on Reddit.
The UI was atrocious.
Now, there is some confirmation bias there in that when you download the game, if you try to run it and it doesn't work, you're going to go to Reddit to post about it. If it does work, you're just going to sit there and play the game.
That's true.
So those people aren't...
No one's going onto Reddit and going, "It's great. Hey, this game, I downloaded the game and it did exactly what it was supposed to
do." And it was totally fine. And presumably those people do exist, because I doubt they tested it, like, not at all.
To be honest, don't. But, it's pretty much entirely...
As of today, they released an update, which I haven't even downloaded the game on Steam. I've been too busy the past couple of days.
The biggest problem for me isn't the functionality, although that is an issue. It's the fact that it looks, and the interaction with it is horrendous. Like, they had so many models to base their UI off Kafka Hearthstone, and...
Kafka Magic 2015 was fine.
And it just doesn't look good.
Right.
A lot of the time, like, little text boxes will pop up that will cover some of your cards while you're playing. It's just you can't even, like, if you're on a screen that's smaller than, what's a big screen size, Dennis?
I don't know.
18 inches
maybe.
It's very difficult to see your creature's power and toughness on the board. It's just really awkward to use, and I didn't enjoy the very limited amount of time I spent playing with it.
Have you played it?
I have, yeah, and it was just...
I'm currently downloading it now. It's going to take 20 minutes, so the podcast will be over by then.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is, I'm a little disappointed, because when I heard what they were doing with it, I was actually quite excited.
And the mobile game is good. You have an Android, so you can't play it.
No.
But I like it a lot, and I think you, because, for example, you got big in Hearthstone.
I played a lot of Hearthstone.
I think Magic Duels, if it was functional, would really appeal to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on cross-play and making that a thing.
Sure.
Because that's currently not implemented, which sucks. But I think you could... I could totally see you playing it on your phone a lot.
Yeah.
Because you play a ranked deck.
The problem is I then have to buy an Apple product, which is not something I'm interested in doing.
No, but it might eventually come out for Android.
Yeah.
This is going to take way less interest.
I was excited about the model they were proposing, which was basically just the Hearthstone model with some minor adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not... from what I've seen, I'm not pleased with the execution, and I won't be continuing to play it on Steam.
I'm downloading it now, so if you want, we can try it live on the podcast. And
I don't
see
think
if it runs.
A good idea, but we've got other stuff to talk about, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we have other things to talk.
The next
about.
Thing on the list is Pro Tour.
We have an actual list. The Pro Tour. There's not much to say about the Pro Tour. It's on right now.
It's recorded on Friday.
Yes, yeah, so
it's in Vancouver.
I guess what time is it now? It's probably still going.
No, it's still on standard now.
Vancouver
in British Columbia, Canada.
Yes, so I haven't watched any of it yet.
The Loading Weight Run guys are there?
I was working and then I came here.
I was working and then I came here too.
So I might watch some of that when I go home.
I've finished my internship now.
Happy days, I'm
so
still working.
You still have a real job.
A real job that I get paid for.
Well, yeah, you're a salesman, right? You get paid commission.
That's true. But yeah, it's
Sergeant Tootie Horny.
Yeah.
Gross, I'm sorry. But
2D horny.
Yeah, so I'll be around a lot more often. That doesn't mean anything because you won't be around anymore.
Well, I'm still about. The problem is I.
You work late.
The hours I work, yeah, I'm usually home by about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the Pro Tour's on. It's Origins Standard, which is looking actually like I didn't think when I saw the spoiler that Origins was going to shake up this standard a lot because this standard's very high powered.
Mm-hmm.
It has changed some things. There's like the Affinity deck.
The rumblings on Twitter seems to be that this Affinity deck is a big deal. Now, as we record this, I think it is round 2 of Standard of the Pro Tour.
Yeah,
or
there,
not.
There are new decks emerging. There is tech being teched. There are some cards being played from the new set. Yeah, it's definitely made an impact. It's
Demonic Pact is seeing play, according to this picture I just got tweeted.
Very cool card.
Louis Scott Vargas is currently 3-2 after getting hit by a pair of Banishing Lights. Hashtag PT Origins, hashtag Team Channel Fireball.
Oh, so you're just reading Twitter.
The Hall of Fame came out.
Do we have the announcement?
Yes.
Is it just Eric Froelich?
No, two others.
We actually got three? Okay. Is it...
Well, it has to be.
Willie Adel.
Willie Adel is the other one. And the third one?
I can't think of anyone else on that list I would have voted for.
Shota.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can see Shota.
So that's a pretty...
Willie Adel, like, Froelich should have been in last year, I think.
Probably.
Willie Adel
has apparently done a huge amount for South America Magic, but I don't know.
Pretty much everything for South America Magic, him and Paolo. But, like, yeah, he's just a big figure in the community. Like, he's got a decent Pro Tour record, but I think more than that, he's just done a lot for the game.
Whereas Ifro is...
Ifro's just really, really good at the game. Mm-hmm. He's also started doing a bit more community stuff recently.
Constructed resources
and some other stuff like that.
He's pretty outspoken in the fact that he wasn't really a very friendly person in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And was quite, you know, abrasive or whatever. And
he commentated the VSL as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's taken steps to remedy that and try and be more open and mm-hmm. stuff. So that's, I mean, all props to him. That can't be easy. But becoming
you know.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Do you think I'm... Hey! I'm just as personable, all right? Just,
okay.
All right, let's cool it. Becoming more active in the community definitely contributed to him finally getting in. But as you said, I think he deserved it before.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, no new Hall of Fame candidates class of 2015, I suppose.
Well, class of isn't it every Pro Tour? Is there every?
I think it's just every year, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I don't know how this works. I'll be honest. I should have done more research.
They announced a Pro Tour Theros last time because remember we were there for that.
That was
with LSV and Ben Stark.
So it's not every Pro Tour.
No, it couldn't have been. That wasn't the last one. There has definitely been one since then, hasn't there?
I haven't a clue, Dennis.
You're right. I don't know.
I haven't anyway. The first clue. We're just pointlessly speculating. We could Google it, but we're not going to do that.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm too busy downloading Duel's Origins.
So we have some limited news, which we came from Mark Rosewater's Tumblr.
Blogatog,
which is a great name for a Tumblr. Basically, we're limited guys. We're going to talk about the limited stuff. What's essentially happening now, for all you pre-release fans, I actually missed the Origins pre-release
because I
was working.
I won.
You did. So, you may know, whenever you go to a pre-release for the last... It's been a long time now, since...
Cons?
No, since before that, wasn't it?
Oh, wait, do you think you went?
No. Every time you go to a pre-release since...
RTR.
Was that what it was?
Oh, you could just pick something from Euphorexia as well? I know you couldn't for Innistrad, so RTR.
Yeah, RTR. Since Return to Ravnica, you have been able to pick a colour. In RTR, it was a guild. In Cannes, it was a clan. You pick a colour, and you would get... And I guess for Dragons, it was a...
Colour again.
No, it was a brood.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And for... Fate, it was a clan.
Still.
But anyway, you picked some version of that, and you would receive your packs, which would be, instead of a normal sealed, you would get 5 packs and a seeded pack. And the seeded pack was a pack that was cards in your color/color pair/wedge.
But then in M14, you just got a promo, you didn't get a seeded pack.
You did get a seeded pack in M14.
You sure?
Pretty sure. Yeah, no, I'm 99%.
But then, like, they've experimented with stuff.
They've done lots of different ways. You see, like, there were times when, like, during Theros block, and I believe RTR block? No, during Theros block, you would get your seeded pack, and the seeded pack would always have the same promo of your color.
Right, but then there was also the time when...
M14 did that as well. M14 did that as well.
In Dragon's Maze, you got 2 guilds, but you didn't know what the second guild would necessarily be.
Yes.
And then...
They've done it a lot of different ways.
In Origins, you only get a 7-card booster and stuff.
You get a pack that's going to be leaning towards the color you chose, as well as it's going to have a promo. In Cannes, the promo, they changed it so that the promo was one of a random set of promos. Mm-hmm. Before then, it was a specific promo you chose. It was a disaster I believe it was Journey into Nyx.
Dominary Charioteers?
Because the white promo Dawnbringer Charioteers was far and away the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone just wanted to play white. But yeah, so they have now announced for Battle for Zendikar that they are doing away
with
seeded packs and leaving the promos. I don't believe they have announced whether the promo is going to be playable in your
pool.
I
don't mind if they are, but I think it's important to have them playable in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I know it alters the thing and, like, the dominant.
I mean, they used to have things like...
Emrakul
and other... Wormcoil Engine.
Moonlit Spear.
Wormcoil Engine.
Moonlit Silver Spear.
Moon Silver Spear, which was not a constructed card.
But the thing is, like, that it's something that sets the pre-release apart from just a normal sealed FNM.
Sure.
And I think that kind of thing is important. And giving players newer players that little bit of a guide in the color by getting an extra rare in that color is totally fine as well. I personally, as a purist or whatever, would rather just get 6 packs, but...
I agree.
I would, but I mean, you can just go to FNM for that or play on Magic Online.
Sure.
I think it's overall fine. While we're talking about Battle of Zendikar pre-release... Battle for Zendikar.
Yeah.
You excited for Battle for Zendikar?
You said that in the most unexcited way I've ever heard anyone
ask. Because I'm not.
Really?
I don't care. I wasn't around for original Zendikar, really.
I am excited for Battle for Zendikar. Largely because the Zendikar storyline is quite interesting to me.
I'm going to be honest, and I didn't plan about talking about this. I'm losing some of my steam with Magic.
Jesus, Dennis.
I know. I'm losing some of my steam.
Do you think that's down to... I mean, I stopped enjoying Dragons later into the format. I stopped enjoying drafting it. I was delighted when Cube came along. We did one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Origins is holding my interest for now.
Origins is fine for now, absolutely. But, I don't know. Listen, don't get worried, because...
Windless, I'm sticking around.
Over the past 2 days, I've also done 5 drafts, so...
Yeah, when Dennis says losing his team, it means he's not doing 4 drafts a day. Like,
the most drafts I've ever done in a day is 8.
That is too many drafts.
And I suppose the 21st stream probably did more.
Probably, Jesus.
But not counting that, 8. On my own time, by myself, just hanging out, not putting on any pants. This is what I'm doing today. Here we go.
Dennis gestured downwards, and for a moment I didn't want to look down because I was afraid he might not be wearing pants.
We've been recording for like 4 hours.
I might have not noticed.
I think you would have noticed by now.
But yeah, no, it was... I am excited for Battle for Zendikar.
I'm excited. Okay, look.
I really enjoy fall expansions.
That the new ones. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. I'm excited for the new set rotations.
Yeah,
I'm excited for
I tell you what, I have lost a lot of interest in is standard.
Well, that's going to shake up pretty quick.
I have kind of stopped
watching.
I still enjoy watching standard. I like kind of seeing what kind of decks people are playing. I like keeping up with the meta. I just don't like playing a lot of standard at the moment.
Well, I don't play constructed at all. Magic Duels is ready to play if
let's just
it
not
runs. I want to see if it runs.
But yeah, standard for me has lost, like, I've just become sort of disillusioned with the rotation system, to be honest. It's very expensive to keep up with standard.
That's going to speed up.
Yeah, I know. So I've begun investing in modern
because it's more stable.
It's more stable and, in my opinion, more fun.
I would agree. I think
people, a lot of people have been saying this, I think they're exaggerating to an extent because this has been a very diverse standard, but I think Wizards are pushing standard more towards the creatures fighting creatures side of things.
That's a more interesting form of Magic, strictly speaking.
I don't necessarily
it's a more interactive form of Magic.
Attacking and blocking. It's more interactive in one sense. I think it's more interactive if you are, I don't want to come across condescending here, but I don't think there's a way to say this without coming across condescending. I think it's more interactive if you are at a lower level.
Oh, that is so condescending.
Yeah. I think when you are, yeah, when you have less experience with the game, the creature combat is a lot more interactive than anything else. I think as you progress, there is a lot of play in the other bits of Magic, the control versus control mirrors. Those are very, very deep.
I'm not saying we should do away with those, but I think creature combat based Magic is bread and butter Magic that is the most interactive, easiest to follow, which I'm aware plays into what you said. I find that type of Magic to be core to the game, and to take it to its extreme, if you're both playing Storm,
yeah,
or whatever, or even both playing Control,
yep,
you're not really interacting with each other in the same way.
But you're interacting with each other in different ways. The Storm example, you're not interacting.
You're playing two
with
games
each other
of solitaire.
Yeah, exactly. The Control mirror, there's a lot more. I won't say it's even more complex interaction, but a very different type of interaction from,
in terms of knowing what to counter and what to remove and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, a side note just on control mirrors, I was recently taught that in control mirrors you shouldn't be countering their draw spells. You should be countering their threats, because they've got a limited number of threats. And so they can draw as many cards as they want. If you counter all four of their threats, they're losing the game.
That's the end of the game.
I
think we're about to witness Magic of Duels booting up.
We're currently witnessing.
I hope this doesn't mess with the recording of the podcast, actually.
That would be crap. Because
we ain't doing this.
Yeah, no, like, I'm a little, I don't love the way standard is going at the moment, so I am moving a little bit towards modern because I think it's more interesting.
Okay.
I can't blame you for that format.
I like watching modern quite a bit, actually. More than I commented on modern FNM, inexplicably.
Mm-hmm.
This seems functional. It's loaded the start menu.
It's doing the little spinny thing.
Yeah.
This is a very long podcast.
Not really. Let's see. Connecting.
Connecting to what?
The server.
Okay. You have to be constantly online.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't think it should be for the campaigns, but...
So, okay.
Connected.
So this menu...
This looks fine.
We're currently not video recording. We should be doing this as a video, really.
Well, if this is good, maybe we'll do some videos in this.
It's not. It's just not good.
I'm in. Let's see what let's do the tutorial, because you can't skip it.
You can't skip the tutorial.
Which does...
Learn to play Magic, Dennis.
I already do this on my fucking phone. But this seems to be running perfectly fine.
No, it's running fine, but just in a moment.
I played it on my phone. I know what the UI looks like.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I think you know what it looks like on your phone. It's just not pleasant. It's just not fun to look at. It's not fun to play with.
Well, let's see. Strainiac versus Training Drone.
Look at that. That you can't even see your cards.
What are you doing on them?
I think this is atrocious, to be entirely honest with you.
This is fine!
I think it's awful.
This game is totally fine.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you can zoom in on it and stuff. You can barely see your cards on Magic Online as it is. This is fine. The UI... Listen, the UI is not perfect. And there's a lot of wasted space on the screen that could be done away with to make it look a little less nice, but to make the cards a little more readable. But I'm going to exit the game now. But this is fine. I think you were over-exaggerating how bad it is. The game ran for me. Admittedly, I didn't play it on the first day, where apparently everyone just got a fatal error of some sort, and that was the end of that. But that ran fine for me. It looked nice. It responded well. My computer isn't exactly a powerhouse by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it shouldn't be to play a card game, but
no.
If that's a free-to-play card game, I might load that up when you leave now and play it. You know?
Okay.
I think it's fun. You're going to get a bus quite soon. You have to get
I do. Here. What time is it?
It's 23:16.
It's quarter past 11. When's my last bus?
I'll check when the next bus... this should not be in the podcast.
This is totally in the podcast. This is the natural end of the podcast, is when Oisin has to fly out the
door. Your bus is in 40 minutes. You gotta go.
40 minutes. I have to leave. Thank you for listening,
everyone. See you next time, guys.